Saturday morning. In fact, it's Small Business Saturday today, and this is the Experts Program at Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. You know, we can say that our guy who joins us here on Saturday mornings is, he's a small business expert. He's a business expert. His name is Edward King, and he has Alliance Career Training Solutions in Salinas. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be here.
Are you stuffed full of turkey?
No, I'm not a big turkey eater.
You aren't.
I enjoy the vegetables.
Okay, so do you not eat turkey?
No, I did a little bit. Okay. Token turkey.
Token turkey. All right. Well, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
We had a wonderful time.
That's great. Well, the other day we were talking about the fact that school is closed, last 2 days of the week for the holiday, but it opens again on Monday. But you were mentioning the fact that you're offering vouchers now that offer significant discounts for people to have their employees or themselves partake in some of the classes at Alliance Career Training Solutions. And if folks have been thinking about doing this, they want to get into it now because come January, prices go up.
Well, that's unfortunate, but a reality of life and the cost of even my rent went up a bunch this month. So, you know, the reality is these vouchers are a great opportunity to schedule education training for your employees coming up over the next year or in the next month. They're good. There's no expiration dates. You can buy them in groups of 10, bigger savings than a group of 20 and so forth. And, you know, they're really a great way for you to manage your education and training dollars.
All right. So be sure to get in touch with Edward at Alliance Career Training Solutions so you can find out about that. Now, today's topic, an interesting one, is what is the job of a CFO? A lot of times a CEO is the chief executive officer of a company, like you used to call them the president of the company or maybe the general manager, owner, managing partner, that kind of thing. But there are terms now. There's a CFO, there's the CEO, there's the controller. What is the job of the CFO and what is the job of the controller and how do they differ?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. And as I've been out recently in some medium-sized companies where they do end up having a position called a CFO, I'm pretty amazed how there really isn't, number one, a real understanding of what a CFO's position is responsible for, nor do they really understand some of the other sections and job titles in accounting. So what I want to mention, start off with, is there's always a question, what's the difference between a bookkeeper and an accounting clerk? Well, the reality is bookkeepers are a position that sits in a very small business where they kind of just do all the paperwork, process, make payments, and receive money. An accounting clerk is really a position in a larger business where an accounting person does one specific task. So an accounting clerk would be one of two or three people in accounts receivable and payable and so on and so forth. So they have a very, very unique and specific job, not a general job like a bookkeeper. Above them would be accountants. Above them is accounting supervisors. Then we have accounting managers. And then on top of that pile is the controller. And the thing about controllers, and we'll get to the CFO in a minute, is that the controller oversees one specific area. It's the accounting function. You know, and what that accounting function is they're responsible for the financial statements, managing the general ledger. They can be doing cost accounting in some of these companies that manufacture or produce goods for sale, payroll, accounts payable, accounts receivable, budgeting, tax compliance, like making your payroll taxes on time, and so on and so forth. That particular is a very accounting-centric situation. So oftentimes what happens is accountants, you know, get promoted to accounting managers and then on their way up to controller. There's a significant difference between what a controller is and who they are, their makeup, than what a CFO has. So with a CFO, what you have is a person that has to be in the know and understand the entire operations of the business. So they're really not down in the weeds with accounting. They're really a broad-based person with responsibilities in all areas of the operation. So they have to know how the financial systems interrelate with operations. That seems obvious.
Yes.
But they have the primary responsibility of managing the company's finances. So in that area, you have to understand capital structures. And when I say capital, what I'm talking about is funding, dollars, business funding, that kind of area. They also have to understand the risks in business, both financial and non-financial. Another area that I find that's critical for CFOs is that they have to understand people and be effective communicators because, you know, their responsibility is to translate the financial data into a business environment and be able to speak the language of the people in the law, legal department, the HR department, the board of directors. They really need to be able to do that. And what's interesting, I'll say it this way, is they're not bean counters. On the controller and all that staff, they're all bean counters.
Right.
And that's their focus. So with these two key duties, like, you know, financial planning, the management of the financial risk, they still do overview relevant to the reporting, the financial reports, all that, but that's under the guidance and control of the controllership.
Right.
The other area that's really critical, and I know that when I've worked for some large Fortune 50 companies, we had our own treasury department, and that was in the cash management side, but in terms of parking that money, and then realizing we're in a world of world commerce, so we're working in multiple forms of, it's not just always dollars. We could be getting things in yen, we could be getting things in the EU, the pound, and so forth. So there's the management and the understanding of the transition between these different dollars and pounds and so forth. So it's all part of analyzing, managing your money, because that's crucial.
Okay.
As I say in my class, cash is king.
Right.
And, you know, if you're not managing a big pool of cash, it's just sitting there wasting itself. So, you know, as far as a CFO, they really have to understand the financial strengths and weaknesses of the company. With the weaknesses, they have to propose corrective actions. And all of that needs to be communicated with the board, because as a CFO, all the C-level positions are responsible to the CEO and thus the board.
All right. So the CEO or the CFO mm-hmm. oftentimes works hand in glove with the CEO.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
The CFO and the CEO are in the same suite, typically on the same floor. And the controllership, that could be in a completely different building.
Okay. So in our company, iHeartMedia,
yeah.
I noticed that all of the emails that we get to staff from the boss, from the CEO, mm-hmm. are not just the boss, but it's the CEO and the CFO together on the memo. So the CEO is Bob Pittman. The CFO is Rich Bresler. Mm-hmm. Everything comes from Bob and Rich. Bob and Rich.
Oh,
Bob and Rich. Yeah. And so it's like a two-person team. Mm-hmm. And that got me thinking about, as you were talking about the responsibilities of the CFO, in our company, how hand in glove the CEO and the CFO, mm-hmm. they seem to work together and be together on basically every project.
Yeah. Well, the reality is, you know, you can't run a business with an accountant, and you can't run a business with an engineer, and you can't run a business with a lawyer. They're too skewed into one direction. And what happens at the C level is if they work together as a team, then you're going to have a great balance. I won't mention names, but the CFO over at Taylor Farm really was absolutely important to the health and the growth of Taylor Farm. If it wasn't for that man, Taylor Farm would not be half the company that it is today.
Okay.
But at the same time, he would not have been able to produce the results on his own either. So it's really about team. The last point that I want to make is I think business owners and top management need to know, number one, that the CFO is not there to do the financial statements. They're to interpret, guide, and direct the business from a financial perspective. You have to have a controller. You have to have accountants doing that work because they're bean counters. That's their job. But the CFO has to have a much broader understanding of business and a much broader reach. And so they need to keep out of the weeds, frankly.
A CFO could become a CEO.
Yes, they can.
Okay, but you wouldn't necessarily expect that the accountant or the controller could ascend to the position of CEO.
Well, it's possible, but not the ideal.
Not likely.
It's not ideal. And it's the same thing true. It's kind of rare that a controller would have the kind of the general ability to go into the CFO position. And a CFO is an interesting situation. That's a place that really bringing in outside individual instead of like bringing him up from below is really good because it brings in new, fresh ideas. And even though it's very critical, it's very helpful to bring in that.
All right, Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions. He's been our guest today on the program on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Edward, if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, they just give us a call at 831-755-8200. We're open Monday through Friday. If you have interest in our vouchers or in our classes, give us a call and ask for Alex or Carolyn. But if you really want to sit down with us, you know, we're more than welcome to come out to visit your business and have a chat.
Thank you, Edward.
Thanks, Mark.